Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A new mask-wearing order is now in effect in Pennsylvania. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports you'll need to have one on if you're out in public and you can't maintain social distancing.
What this order does is put an exclamation point on the order put in place in April that mandated masks in businesses. Now, the health department says you'll need a mask or face covering even while outdoors if you can't consistently stay 6 feet away from others who aren't in your household. And this applies to anyone over 2 years of age. Beth Janicek, a nurse at Jefferson, wearing a mask as she was waiting for a train, says better safe than sorry.
You just have to keep the mask on and wash your hands. It's just common sense. We have to do it until there's a vaccine, probably. So this is our new reality.
There are exceptions. If mask wearing endangers those with medical conditions or disabilities, they don't need one, and those who can't wear one safely while on the job. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has shot down an attempt by the General Assembly aimed at forcing the governor to lift stay-at-home orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Earlier this month, Republican lawmakers said a resolution that passed both the State House and Senate it did not need Governor Wolf's signature, and they said it meant he had to lift his emergency declaration and stay-at-home orders. But the state Supreme Court's ruled the state constitution requires the governor's signature or a veto-proof majority, and in the majority opinion, Justice David Wecht says the General Assembly gave the governor the authority to issue an emergency declaration, and, quote, current members of the General Assembly may regret that decision, but they cannot use an unconstitutional means to give that regret legal effect.
Senate Republicans disagree with the decision and say it grants the governor king status. It's another round of coronavirus reopenings today in New Jersey, but Governor Murphy says it's no time to ease up on mask wearing and social distancing. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Casinos are reopening to limited capacity, as are museums, bowling alleys, and libraries. Governor Murphy says New Jersey is one of four northeastern states on track to contain COVID-19, but with a nationwide spike in new cases, he says residents can't let up.
We have to keep up with social distancing. We have to continue wearing our face coverings. No one, absolutely no one, especially our younger residents, can be lulled into complacency and think it's okay to crowd around bars without any regard for those around us.
Murphy says most bar owners are responsible, but he said it only takes one knucklehead bar owner to ruin it for everyone by forcing a return to more restrictions. Good news for jobless workers in New Jersey. The state is now extending unemployment benefits by 20 weeks. That's in addition to the 26 weeks already mandated and the 13-week pandemic extension, all totaling nearly 14 months. Robert Asaro-Angelo is New Jersey's labor commissioner.
There's a trigger in the unemployment law that most states have hit at this point now because of the high unemployment over 3 months in a row. This wasn't part of the CARES Act. This is something that's already in current unemployment law. This is separate from the CARES Act.
He says if you are already receiving unemployment, there is nothing you need to do. Those weeks will automatically roll into your eligibility period. For those on the PUA program, though, only a 7-week extension. For the first time in 8 years, the Made in America Music Festival will not take over the Ben Franklin Parkway on Labor Day weekend. Producer Jay-Z has canceled this year's event. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports COVID-19 is only part of the reason.
A statement from Jay-Z's Roc Nation says the country is fighting parallel pandemics, the virus, and systemic racism. And the concert is canceled both to protect the health of artists, fans, and the community, and to focus on supporting organizations and individuals who are fighting for social justice and equality. Mayor Kenney says he'll miss it this year.
It's been a great event for the city. I would love to have been in a healthful situation to be able to have it, but look forward to welcoming them back, and hopefully we'll be in a better health situation next year.
Roc Nation says this year's tickets will be honored next year, but refunds are also available.
That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.